Sometimes it's best to run. When I was 6 years old, I was playing in the backyard with my little brother Kirk and his friend Philip, and we discovered a perfectly round hole. It was about 2 inches in diameter, and it was deeper than we could see, so naturally we had to investigate it. I sent Kirk for the hoe in the garage, and when he came back, I flipped it upside down and stuck it right in the hole. And a swarm of bees swarmed out. Well, Kirk and Philip took off running, but I had learned that if a bee begins to bother you, you should just freeze and not do anything at all. I didn't really realize that I had already bothered them quite a bit by sticking a hoe into their hive, so I just stayed there, I froze, and they swarmed me and stung me again and again and again until finally my mom realized what was going on because she heard the screams, and she came and grabbed me and threw me in the bath and helped me out. So there's a time for reasoning, but sometimes it's best to run. And that's what we see in today's gospel. Early in the morning, while it was still dark, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb and saw the stone removed. And she took off running to tell Peter and John. And when she got there, she told them breathlessly, "They've taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him." And they don't stay to interrogate her or to reason through all the possibilities. They take off running. The gospel says they both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. Do you know who the other disciple was? It was John, the one writing the gospel. So he was saying, basically, "I smoked him." Actually, if you read the gospel, he repeats it like 5 times that he made it there first to the tomb. So John beat Peter to the tomb, but he waited outside. And the gospel says, when Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then John also went in, and he saw and believed.
Solve it. He saw and believed. John didn't ponder or reason. It was too early in the morning to reason. Everything was too fresh, too surprising. But there it was, an empty tomb, the burial cloth left behind. Mary saw the empty tomb and ran. And what else could she do? It wasn't the time to calmly ponder the meaning of it all. The tomb was empty. The stone was rolled away. There was no precedent for it. There was no way to expect what had happened. They had seen him dead. Both Mary and Magdalene and John were there at the foot of the cross. They heard Jesus cry out and give up his spirit. They saw the soldier pierce him with the lance. They watched as the soldiers took his body down and laid it in his mother's arms. They stood by while Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea placed him in the tomb and sealed it with a heavy stone. But there it was, an empty tomb. John saw and believed, and that's where we are today. Everything is too jarring, too new, too unprecedented to comprehend. It's too soon to reason through all the implications of the resurrection. First, we have to let ourselves be impacted by the fact. The tomb is empty. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. There will be time for reflection. We have the whole season of Easter to unfold the implications of this event. what it means about his teachings. No, that every word he ever uttered is vindicated because he promised that he would rise from the dead, and he did. That all his promises can be trusted, that all his teachings are true, that if he rose, as he predicted, then he truly is the Son of God, as he claimed. And there will be time to think through how his resurrection impacts the way we should live in this life, the moral implications of the resurrection, that we should consider ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. And there will be time to let the resurrection of Christ disarm our fear of death and flood our souls with hope and set our hearts on heaven. But it's too soon for all that. It's too early to reason. It's time to run and believe. To run to the tomb, to be confronted with that fact. To allow ourselves to be amazed. Mark says that Mary and the women fled from the tomb, seized with trembling and bewilderment. Before we can work out what the resurrection means, we have to believe. Do you believe it? Do you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? Do you believe that he was crucified and died, and on the third day rose? Do you believe that the tomb is still empty, that he's still alive? Oh, that we would be seized with trembling and bewilderment as those women were. You know, if somehow we walk away today with a nice moral lesson about how we should be nice to one another, we didn't hear the gospel, because the gospel doesn't say anything about being nice to one another. Of course, we should. We should be nice to one another, but you didn't hear it in the gospel. The gospel today presented us with a fact. The tomb is empty. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.